keeps it simple.
She keeps it simple.
It's all that I.
I loved that. What is that called?
That song is called Makes Me.
And I'm here with Pure Weed. And current band members are Rose Costello, Rebecca Askaroons, and John Hickam, and of course, Nico Lawless.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us here.
I've been sort of seeing more press about you lately. I know that you guys were featured on Colorado Public Radio, and you've been kind of at this a while, right?
Me personally, I guess this is I'm 26 now. This has got to be year 14 or so of of playing shows quite frequently. So yeah, it's been a little while, but when I was 12 was when I can first remember playing like the Stone Pony in New Jersey.
Part of that includes the PR, the posters, the phone calls to the whoever, and all the things that you have to do to get your name out there. I think you're good at it.
Thank you.
Personally. And part of that has to do with just being like persistent but not annoying. What do you think you've picked up on that whole part of being in a band over the years?
Well, it's funny because I feel like when I was in my late teens and early 20s, I had my project Nick Lawless that I really was pushing pretty hard. And with this band, it's been just very natural. Basically, my now housemates booked a show at their house down on Matthews Lane. And I didn't live there yet, but they asked me if I would play. And I had wanted to work with John from some of his previous work around Grizzly Paris. I'm sure if you're local, you know of it. And we just started playing some music together. And it's just funny, the opportunities that I've had just from working these weird agricultural jobs with different people, which led me to, living in the sort of commune with Rose, meeting Rebecca through work, meeting Justin, who played bass on a recording that you'll hear later on, who was a former member of Foxygen and is currently a member of Alex Cameron. And meeting Roy Malloy, who got us on that CPR spot. But so this band's been just very, like, lucky. I mean, Rob put me on Picking in the Park last year, and that was why we made a band.
Kate wrote an article about you in High Country News.
Also, no idea why she wanted to do that. Love the article.
It was a great article. And it made me think that you were going to come in here and just, like, smash guitars, though. Like, I'm not quite getting, because for those of you who don't know about this article, she calls Nico.
Or Eric, either one is cool.
Or Eric or Nick. And I have a question about why you change your name so much. Sure. In a minute. But she calls you the lone punk rocker of Paonia. And so you do a punk thing, too, sometimes. But would you have described yourself as the lone punk of Paonia? Is that how you...
You know, I was hoping that she was going to peg me as the far leftist of Paonia. But she didn't write that. She did write the lone punk, and I greatly appreciate that and love where the sentiment is coming from. Of course, in Paonia, there are also people like right here, John Hickam, who's been playing with me for quite a while, who has played music in punk circuits for longer than I've been alive. And there's also sorry.
You're the true lone punk.
And of course, there's also, Naropa, who was involved in the Harmony Korine film Gummo as an art director. And, he has been a friend of mine for a while.
He's kind of punk.
He's pretty punk. But, I'll take the title. I'll take the title. And whatever. It's mine.
There was something about her article where she was talking about how you take on a persona when you get on stage, kind of thing. And you've also taken on several names. You've had the name Eric Silverman, which is your
it's like my birth name, my Jewish
birth name. Yeah. And then you've had Nick Lawless, and that was one of the bands that you had. And now you're Nico Lawless. And I've noticed that people that have one alias, they just start having more and more and more. Like, they just can't stop.
Yeah. I feel like I'm, like, good at making up names. My first alias came from when I was pretty young. I was playing in a band. My middle name is Matthew, and also Eric Matthew is a character from Boy Meets World. And it just seemed to work better. Maybe my dad wanted me to separate my name from what he was doing just in case I did anything too crazy. I don't know. So I was going by Eric Matthew. And then when I was, 17 to 19 or so, I was playing music under the name Too Young. And that was like a joke because, I would play bars all the time with my fake ID and I was too young to enter the bar, but no one actually got it that was the joke. So, but that was why I had that name. Nick or Nico Lawless, it's the same thing. I came up with it. I had a very bizarre summer when I was 18. I worked as a carny, selling pizza at music festivals. Like, one of them was called Wakarusa. Not exactly my scene, but I was there selling pizza. And And Bonnaroo was one of them. And actually, we had this bad thing happen to us. I guess I could talk about this, where we were pulled over somewhere in between Pennsylvania and Tennessee in a town called Crossville, Tennessee. And I had my fake ID and my real ID right next to each other. And we had, of course, some marijuana on us. And I was very – I remember the moment. Like, I was listening to Nico and the Velvet Underground. And it was I got arrested. I went to jail in Crossville, Tennessee. I ended up taking the fall for everything, I guess, because I was the young guy and I was in college. And it seemed like I was most likely to be okay in the situation. But something happened in my mind where I just decided, I was like, oh, I'm Nico Lawless now. And so it was taken from Nico from the Velvet Underground and Lawless because I had just done this act and then essentially gotten away with it. And that was where I invented that alias that I have never left because it's a good one and people remember it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad I asked that question, actually. That was a whole story behind.
There's quite the story. It goes deep.
So Pure Weed, that's the name of your band, and I usually don't ask people why they named their band. But we were talking earlier about you guys not really being huge potheads, but yet your band is Pure Weed. People might have the misconception that y'all just sit around and smoke weed all the time.
Which there have been plenty of times where me and Rose have. However, not in the last year or so. You know, where we live in the valley, there's a rich agricultural industry. I've been lucky to meet a lot of people through a lot of unexpected connections through working, you know, doing the most like monotonous, like, I don't know, planting hemp in the field and meeting people that end up being these wonderful connections. I named the band Pure Weed because the initial lineup, I don't know if anyone was here, we played at Louie's a year-ish ago, and it was just all people that were here working in the agricultural industry in the fall, and it was kind of like this joke that if you lived here and you were working with me, then you also, by default, had to play in my band. And so Pure Weed was a fitting name. That's where it comes from.
Let's hear another song, if we could. You want to introduce it?
Sure. This song is called My Last Day, and I wrote it a couple years ago, back when a Paonia resident named Laser, who some of you may know, was living here, as well as an Elsewhere resident, Siri, was living here, who plays under the name Humbird, and we collaborated and wrote this song. My last dance, one more chance.
playing around with ladies' gloves. I never won, but once I was up when I hit the ring. Never know if I'm coming back, but when I do, she's always a I let it harbor deep inside. I try to purge it onto someone else, some introverted man, if you will. I know a feeling that I'd call home. I know the bliss of the enemy. She's a plate staring through bloodshot eyes, burying all her demons back inside. What's got me down, it's coming around. It's a cycle I can't seem to break. A whisper that I'd recognize that takes me all the way down. Starting back again from mud and clay, I'll be king again, but just for one day. To all the people I apologize, made my amends and I lied. Please won't you give me a call? 'Cause I really think that this is all the last shred of guilt I've got in here. I'm keeping all my secrets high, buried all my demons back inside. January. Went through the same old sheets that I had since my teens. On my last day, detoxing from a place that I know to call my own. Place I belong that forgets me once I'm
The lyrics. You're a really good lyricist.
Thank you.
So what's your background in writing? Because that's something you definitely have going on there.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I feel like I used to put out so much content when I was younger and living a different lifestyle. And I was really inspired by Leonard Cohen, that he just talks about taking his time line to line, and there's no rush. And for me, back when I was writing like that song specifically, I had such anxiety around playing live. It had been so many years. I just was trying to write something that would make me feel like more in the moment, so that I'm not self-conscious in the act of playing. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you a poetry major?
Yes, technically I received my major for poetry in college at the University of Pittsburgh. However, I wasn't very interested in being a student at the time. In fact, I was really interested in playing in my band, Nick Lawless, at the time. And I was very interested in partying at that point in my life as well. So I was lucky to graduate college, though there were some troubling circumstances surrounding that. But I've always just been writing songs. I don't know. I've just always have been writing songs.
Right. Well, right. So it wasn't like you actually studied while you were in college, but you were drawn to studying poetry.
Right.
You liked the idea of it.
What I like, now I love it in a whole different way. But, full disclosure, I mean, at the time I was like, okay, cool. An English major where the reading is going to be short. I wish I could go back to school now, do something more politically involved. But it's okay. I feel like I have this outlet, and I feel like I've been receiving so much attention for playing music, and I feel like I can really express my opinions through that. So this is just fine for me.
And if you're just joining us, I'm here with Nico Lawless of Pure Weed, along with his band members Rose Costello on drums. Rebecca Askerins was on vocals there, and John Hickam was on the upright bass. And I had one question for you guys, too. I wanted to know what you've learned about yourself as a performer, because I know that, sometimes a whole different side of yourself will come out on stage that you're like, who the hell was that? Or if you're looking at you know what I'm saying? Is there anything that you're sort of amazed by in terms of what comes forth when you're on stage?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm really, really shy and extremely shy, especially with music, because I think I have this feeling of like I have to be really, really good to perform. So doing this with Eric or Nico and the band has been good, because it's just about like getting together and playing music because we enjoy it, and it's not about like doing things perfect or by the book. It's just about just the joy of playing music together. So on stage, I like feel really shy, like almost unbearably shy, but it's just like having to release that and just be like, I enjoy this, and like, this is for me. It's not like what other people see or think. It's just for pure enjoyment.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned.
And you wouldn't know that watching you perform.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're hiding it well.
Thank you.
yeah, for me, I had never performed as a musician until we did our show in November at Lost Lake. But I grew up dancing, and so I had experienced performance from that end. And I think, being involved in this band has allowed me to kind of discover a whole nother side of myself, and to show that vulnerability, and to show that part of yourself that can just kind of integrate into a band and create this. It's like, it's not about, especially for me as a drummer, it's not really about what I'm doing. It's about sort of supporting other people and for the higher good of the song. So,
John?
I mean, I've been performing for several years and a lot of different things. I think what attracts me about performing in this group, it's just more like succinct, it's shorter sets, and you get up there, and a lot of the other acts I'm playing with, it's you'll have like three sets and you have to come up with 3 hours of music, and just to kind of keep that energy up, it's kind of cool just to be able to go up there and do five songs and hit it hard and get out of the way for the next band. And I miss that about, you know, when I was more involved in that kind of music scene back in the Front Range. And so it's fun to just have that, like, hit it and get it out of the way thing. It's mm-hmm. cool.
Just bang it out.
Yeah.
What about you, Eric? I'm going to call you Eric for the rest of the interview.
Eric works just fine.
I've never called him Nick or Nico.
When I was probably about 10 or so, I remember watching the band The Vines perform on the MTV Battle of the Bands. Uh-huh. And the singer, like, throws his guitar in the air, and it's, like, so rock and roll. And the first song that I ever played in a band was, when I was about 10, was a cover of a song by The Vines. So I feel like I've always wanted to do this. And what's been really nice about stepping it back with Pure Weed is that I feel like I really had to let some of my, like, literally letting some of the loud noise of punk rock go away, and kind of had to, like, I don't know if this is true or not, but melt my ego. I mean, I really thought that I was such a rock star, and I had made it, and then I realized that I didn't. And so... You know, I feel so lucky to be here playing. This year has been, last year, 2018, and this year has been great for us. Played with a lot of good people, of course, as well. Dylan Fixmer was playing drums with us for a while, and Lil McClure was singing with us, and John. And I just feel lucky that people are willing to play with me and, like, help me make this happen. Also, of course, I would, you know, be amiss to not thank Mike and Accomplice, the brand that is originally from Paonia, that has really helped me in a lot of ways with just keeping my mind somewhat in the industry of entertainment and wanting to put out content and express myself.
Mm. Cool. So this has been a good spot for you. Well, let's go out with one more song from Pure Weed. Before you go, and before you introduce this next song, we should tell people about shows they can go to.
Ah, okay, please.
So Mesa Theater Lounge, that's on February 7th. That's coming up. Yes. Also Steve's Guitars in Carbondale on March 2nd.
Right. I would love to push our February 20th show, if that's okay.
Yeah, do it.
Opening for Alex Cameron, Roy Malloy, who's the saxophone player of, or the saxophonist, is that what he calls himself?
Saxophonist, how?
Of Alex Cameron. He actually played sax on this track that we're about to hear, as did Justin Neeson, Juice, as they refer to him, and he plays bass on this track. This track was recorded by Mark Anderson from the band. He was formerly in Paper Bird. Now he plays for Kyle Emerson. Those guys have been good friends to us. This track is called Soul Hunter. Features Rose on drums and some vocals. Rebecca on a lot of vocals. Myself, Mark, Roy, and Justin. And I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for having us.
She's my lady, says she won't side with me, but she's my soul hunter, my spiritual mother. You're drinking margaritas, looking fancy. It takes my soul under. I'll try a living number. You come for my soul, but you can't have it. Seven, 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 heaven. Don't contact here, I make my
pleasure to hunt down.